live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right to your phone calls. We go to Jaquia in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Hello?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
You are on the air, Jaquia. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Jaquia.
Jaquia. Go ahead.
Jaquia. Hi, my name is Jaquia Ford, and I want to, before we start off, I want to put a plug in and say I want to give a shout-out to the 144,000.
Well, we don't do shout-outs on the show. It's a show about ideas, a show about talking and having a conversation, so it's not really what the point of the show is. What were you calling about tonight?
Well, I'm calling because of the situation that's happening in the economy. And I'm not sure if a lot of people are aware or not of what's going on. I know there's a lot of panic that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to just address some issues concerning that.
Sure.
Regarding a lot of people's confusion about it. And like I said, I'm a gospel recording artist. And you can find out more information on McJaylaEntertainment.com.
Nice. Okay, so go ahead with your point.
Well, I wanted to say that a lot of things that are happening is because a lot of people have turned their hearts and their souls away from God. And God says that you shall have no other gods before me. So that's the reason why he's allowing a lot of things to happen. And he also says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their ways, then I will hear their cry and heal their land.
He's saying and he punishes people collectively?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
He punishes people collectively, like my next door neighbor does something bad, he punishes the whole neighborhood?
No, it's not so much like, for instance, like if your neighbor did something bad, then your neighbor will reap the punishment for what your neighbor has done. But as far as you're concerned, say you had a personal relationship with God, because I know a lot of people are very adamant about going to church, and they listen to what the pastor says, and they believe what their pastor says. And my thing about churches is I used to go to church myself. However, I wanted to have that close relationship with God himself, whose name is Yahweh. It was changed.
What did you change
it from? I wanted to have that close relationship with God myself.
What did God change his name from?
Pastor. I'm sorry, what did you say?
What did God change his name from? I thought about changing
his name. Was Yahweh. His name was Yahweh. It's been changed.
Oh,
and,
so it was Yahweh.
Yahushua.
So it was Yahweh, and but it's been changed throughout the years?
Then people changed it to God, and
so
then Jesus' name was Yahushua. Those are original Hebrew names.
Do you think God really cares?
He doesn't really care about the name situation. What my point is that the main thing that he wants people to know and want people to realize is that it's not about religion, but it's about relationships.
What's that mean?
What do you mean
by that?
If we seek God ourselves for a relationship, whatever our relationship is with him, he's going to honor that. Like the first commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart.
Are you certain
body,
that God is a he?
Oh, well, God is a spirit. I say he. He could be a she. I don't know.
I see.
But I just know that, God is the God of heaven, not what a lot of people have made their God, which could be a God of money or their car their God or their house their God.
Is your God a vindictive God? Is he one who will strike you down for doing bad things?
No, not at all. God is love, and it says that in his word, that God is love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but shall have
everlasting life. We're not here to read scripture.
Well, you said that he, earlier you said what it sounded like to me is that he is protecting people, but he allows things to happen, meaning he removes his protection as a sort of punishment. That's the way it sounded when you called in earlier. I'm just curious.
There's a lot of things that have been happening in the economy that you may be aware of or I may not be aware of or, many of us know and don't know about. But like I said, one of my main points in my call today is that, in the Bible, it talks about how Babylon the Great is falling, and it refers to America as Babylon falling.
But that's why I asked you about collective punishment, because it sounds like the, all of America is being collectively punished for what some people are responsible for.
Are you suggesting that this is a punishment of some sort, Jaquia? Are you suggesting this is a...
Jaquia.
Are you suggesting this is some sort of punishment, or that that's just the way things are happening?
Well, things are happening that way because it is written to happen that way, because people's hearts have turned away from the God of heaven who created us.
It is written to happen that way. Are you saying that this is all preordained, that this is this fate or destiny, or that there is no such thing as free will? I'm not quite sure what you're getting at there.
Okay, well, the thing that, you know, Yahweh wants us to understand is that he wants us to have a relationship with him. And a lot of people have turned their backs on him and turned their walk away from him. And because of that, those specific people are in the coming days ahead. You're going to see more things happening in the economy where the people are going to, things that are going to happen, like that are going to be like worse than 9/11.
So here's a question for you. Just a question. If you are somebody who is, let's say you're in the board of the Federal Reserve, and you are an individual whose job it is to essentially print out money for the federal government to continually inflate the money supply. And let's say you believe in what it is you're saying about, you know, having a relationship with God, supposedly. So let's say you're a very holy person, but your job is to inflate the money supply. Is that going to is that okay, or is that going to result in problems?
Well, if it's corruption and it has to do with anything that's evil, you know, as I stated earlier, you know, God makes it very clear where he says that he wants us to come out of her, which means come away from it. Anything that has to do with evil, run from it. Get away from it.
What about a person who is a law enforcement officer? And now, you said that God gave us free will.
Right.
A person who's a law enforcement officer, say, who you know, goes and arrests criminals who are smoking marijuana or who are gambling or who are participating in prostitution, so one of these vice crimes. Now, God gives us free will, so God would say you're allowed to do any of those vice crimes because no one's getting hurt in the process. But the police officer is doing what's right, as it were, by stopping people from doing things that might be antithetical to what it is that God wants. Who in that situation is doing the right thing? Which one is God going to punish?
Whether it's the officer that's doing the arresting or the person that's doing the crime?
Well, yeah, that's my question. God gave us free will, as you said.
Right.
God gave us free will. Now, and an officer who, or a judge or prosecutor, you pick your bureaucrat, who would prosecute somebody for exercising that free will is stifling the free will that God gave. However, the person who is exercising their free will by visiting a prostitute, because God really, really hates sex crimes more than anything else. So which one of them will God punish for doing the wrong thing? The one who's stifling free will that he gave his, you know, one of his children, or the one who is, you know, selling their temple by visiting a prostitute?
Well, God will, the one that's wrong, because it depends, because both of them could be wrong. It just depends on how their heart is. If their heart is not 100% with God, if they're not seeking God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their body, with all their mind, then they're in the wrong for that.
But you didn't say that God would punish. But you didn't say that your God would punish those people, right? Because you said that your God is all loving. Is that right?
Yeah, he wouldn't punish them if they came to him and repented and asked him, you know, please forgive us.
What if you don't
forgive
repent?
Me for my sins? You know,
what
I'm
if
sorry
you don't
for what I've done.
Do that? What if you don't repent?
If you don't repent, then you will suffer the plagues that are to come upon this
How
world.
How is that loving? How is that all loving? You said he was love, not you said that you didn't believe in a hell. You said that your God was all loving, and now you're saying that he's going to punish.
Right.
So which one is it?
I never said that he was going to punish himself. I just said that he's not going to protect. He will allow things to happen, but that's. It doesn't mean that it's him that's doing it.
That's
he will
what I was saying
step back
before.
And he'll allow it to happen.
Do you believe in hell, though? Do you believe that there are people who will go to hell for all eternity?
Yes, I believe that there is a heaven and there is a hell. See, and I believe that.
See, I would never,
as
ever
far as all eternity
condone
is
sending anyone to hell. And that makes me wonder, is my capacity for forgiveness bigger than God's?
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. So another confused belief system. You can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all, March 18th through the 21st.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a 1-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a 1-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Anything goes. If you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, I guess virtually anything. As I mentioned earlier, the whole idea of shout-outs is not necessarily the point of the show. We want to have a conversation with you about things that are interesting to you. So 800-259-9231 allows you to bring up absolutely anything. And again, it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off, offer code FTL at AdamEve.com.
All right, as we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to Pierre in California. Pierre, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, hi guys. Mark, Andy, Ian, and Dale, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind today, Pierre?
First off, you guys sound witty and fun, and exactly are the kind of guys I'd look and choose as my friends.
Thank you.
That's nice. Thank you.
We're your little friends in your iPod.
Well, that's good. certainly, I'm not on the radio all the time, so I won't sound as professional as you guys, so I apologize to the listeners out there.
Do your best.
Okay. Very good. But I found Dale's story interesting, and I think what we're really witnessing here is the age-old battle of collectivists versus individualists. And why I say that is everywhere we go, we have cults. We're in the granddaddy of all cults, and it's the cult of America. And
the
we know this cult
sure.
by all of the indoctrination techniques that it has, from the Pledge of Allegiance to promises of Social Security. And they take us as initiates and try to turn us into true believers. And we find this everywhere. You better believe that Costco is a cult and IBM is a cult. And each cult has their own jargons and their own means of indoctrination to turn you from the initiate to the true believer, and ways to ostracize outsiders. And of course, we have other great, wonderful cults, like the American Bar and the American Medical Association, which manipulate the system so that we have to deal with them on a financial basis, on an economic basis,
yeah.
Forcing us into transactions. So what we're really dealing with all the time is this fractal cult society that we live in. There's thousands of cults, from the cult that you hang out in your pub, where there's jargon and modes of mannerism that you have to comply with, otherwise you get pushed aside as the outsider. But what we see here is this, in essence, underneath it all, is this battle of persons that see using the forces of group dynamics to compress people into one cult or another so that they can rise to the top, gain the power from having individuals underneath them to enrich their own lives, whatever that means, whether it's for sexual conquest or for big bank accounts, and you find this everywhere.
Or just power.
Yeah,
just
or power, just power
is
for
very,
the thrill
intoxicating.
Of it. Some people have, but without question, those persons that drive themselves to the top tend to have this psychopathy about them, whereas most people flounder. And when you were talking about your girlfriend there, one of you fellows, I forget which one.
Must be Ian.
Might have been me, yeah.
Yeah.
Ian's the only one with a girlfriend.
That's true.
Yeah, that she was often wondering what she should do, and she was floundering in her life. And this is exactly what happens to most persons. And it's because they're fighting the forces within them of their individualist nature and the constant barrage of collectivist indoctrination that has allowed them to accept false beliefs about who they are and what
yeah.
they should be.
I think it's interesting.
And this is really what it all comes down to, beliefs in the beginning.
Yeah,
what
I wouldn't
you believe
think that
is going to drive you to what you do.
There's no doubt about that. I wouldn't say necessarily that she was particularly floundering. However, you know, she hadn't necessarily made up her mind about what she wanted. And I think that if we had a more in a society that didn't involve government indoctrination camps and that, you know, the government cult, I think that we could have young people exploring what it is they want to do with their lives at a much earlier age. I mean, for instance, we've talked about how young people are essentially kept childlike for as long as possible, and so they're discouraged from exploring what it is that they're looking for in their lives.
And there's very little deviation in the education process. You know, it doesn't seem to matter to those that would educate whether you're going to be a ballerina or whether you're going to be a rocket scientist. You know, you're going to get educated in the same manner all the way through. So, you know, it kind of leaves people with not knowing what they might want to do. They don't get to explore different things.
Yeah.
If you go back, if I may jump in here, if you go back and you read the history books and you see even as corrupt a people as the ancient Romans were, what they put forth first in their trivium, where we get the word trivial, are the subjects of grammar, rhetoric, and logic, which absolutely are forbidden in today's education because they don't want children growing up with the mind capacity to defend themselves. And without having the understanding of rhetoric, there's no way that you can protect yourself from being duped into one kind of cult or another, whether it's come on and join us and become a doctor and get rich, or become a lawyer and get rich, or join the government. And so this is much of what drives people into making bad decisions. And, of course, we can't forget that persons come from their families, and their parents are already indoctrinated. So their parents are also contributing to this bad advice and squishing
like
individuals in
starting to get the breakdown
cycle.
Of
the collectivists.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most dangerous things is the fact that we have essentially a society that is just getting worse and worse as each generation goes by, each generation being indoctrinated by the state, then it's, you know, having their kids being indoctrinated by the state to the point where everybody is just getting dumbed down and more susceptible to this cult mentality that you're talking about. But now it sounds also that you're labeling everything as a cult. Would you say that that's the case and that some cults are okay, but other cults are dangerous?
Well, I use the word cult. If you look at the derivation of cult, culture just really means the code of conduct, in the larger sense, code of conduct plus the codified law. And in most organizations, there's really just codes of conduct. If you work for IBM, they have their own policies and whatnot. Or if you join the U.S. Army, you have to adhere to the code of conduct as well as codified law of the military. But having said that, essentially, you can choose if you prefer the word clique or group. You can substitute that for my word cult. But essentially, they all operate under the same principles, with the same group dynamics, the same forces, with the same interaction between persons that strive to get to the top. The shunning of the outsider. It's quick to pick on the outsider, which will allow someone to gain status among their peers by attacking the outsider and moving themselves up the ladder or up the totem pole, and
thus the statement.
Most persons just want to fit in, and you find it from jargon to clothing to whatnot. So if you don't like the word cult, choose something else like group or clique. But it's essentially the forces are the same. This is fundamentally what we're really talking about is human nature, and this
so
is
you're
a
not necessarily
thing.
Labeling it as a negative in every case.
Well, yeah, I suppose you would have to wrestle with yourself and decide are all groups bad? Would you like to be alone in the Arctic
too,
on a cracked boat?
We choose the kind of people we
like,
want to hang around, too.
Shackleton to help lead you along, right?
We also choose the kind of people we want to hang around, and the question is, are you choosing to be around someone because they provide something that you benefit from in that relationship or not?
Well, this is an excellent point, voluntary association, which is always a wonderful thing, right?
Thank you, Pierre, for the call. You're absolutely right, and it was a good discussion. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll jump back into the email box in a moment, but first, your phone calls. That's what the show's about. It's Tom in New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, you know what's weird? Let's say you go out and you commit some petty crime. Let's say you steal a candy bar and you get caught. And the judge says, okay, let's determine how much to sentence you. Okay, I'm going to take this brand new deck of cards, open it up, shuffle the deck thoroughly, and then draw one card at random. Okay, if it's a joker, then you get out on a technicality. If it's the ace of spades, then you're going to prison for the rest of your life.
Good Lord.
If it's the ace of clubs, then you get 20 years. If it's the ace of diamonds, you get 10 years. And if it's any other card in the deck, then you get 3 days in jail. Okay? That pretty much sums up blotto lotto, which is when you commit a seemingly petty crime, which is driving while intoxicated, which is not even a felony. It's a misdemeanor if you don't crash into anybody. But if you happen to crash into somebody. Okay? You're driving drunk, and you happen to drift left of center because you're too clumsy, and there happens to be somebody coming the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's one person in that car, now you go up for one vehicular homicide. But if there just happens to be three people in that car, and all three of them get killed, they didn't do anything wrong putting three people in that car, of course. But you just happen by, you know, random chance to have hit a car that had three people in it, and now you go up for a lot more prison time than if you, I mean, you've done exactly as much crime, and if you happen to notice the stop sign a little too late, and you blow through the stop sign, and you didn't happen to crash into anybody, okay, well, then you've done exactly as much crime as the next guy that blows through the same stop sign just as drunk and happens to crash into somebody.
So you're saying the crime, the criminal element in those cases has more to do with who the victim is or if there is a victim or how many victims there are rather than the actual act that was occurring?
The punishment depends on what victims you happen to hit. I'm introducing the expression blotto lotto, okay, because that pretty much sums up what goes on. It's so random. You do exactly the same amount of crime, and the outcome, of course, it also works the other way because they could kill anybody. It's random who they're going to crash into.
Okay. That's true across the board, too. There's a lot of cases of the crime being nowhere near suitable for the punishment being nowhere suitable for the crime.
So what would you suggest? I mean, Tom, you've kind of outlined what it is we have. What would you suggest to change that in the future?
What they got to do is increase the likelihood of getting nabbed as opposed to just putting out more punishment. Ignition interlocks, by the way, the insurance companies could probably work with the government regulators and say, hey, how about let us give people a discount if they put an ignition interlock in their car, and the discount will make it worthwhile. For a lot of people, it's kind of like a speedometer because you go to sleep it off and then you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you feel fine. Okay, but you're not. You know, a lot of people have no idea that they're still way over the limit. They go to sleep it off in the back seat of their car and they feel fine at 4 o'clock in the morning. But an ignition interlock would tell them otherwise.
So you're saying make it a voluntary option. You're saying make it so that people could install that, get a discount on their insurance, presuming that's what the insurance companies wanted to offer, and not mandate it on everybody. That seems
okay. And here's another part of it, okay? You start your car with the remote starter. You can't go anywhere. Well, you should be able to do that with your when you come stumbling out of the bar drunk as a skunk at closing time. Okay, start your car with the remote starter. Nobody has ever been hit by a car that wasn't moving. That should not be DWI.
I agree.
If you climb into your car and leave it running, and then, okay, now it's warm and dry inside your car, and then 4 o'clock in the morning, you wake up, you feel fine. If you try to start your car and the ignition interlock says no, that's just the same as using the speedometer to make sure that you don't go too fast. There's nothing wrong with having a speedometer in your car so you don't go faster than the speed limit.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having an ignition interlock in there to stop you. That should definitely not be a DWI.
Absolutely. If you're sitting there with the key in the ignition,
yeah,
and
that's absolutely ridiculous.
There are hardly
even
any of.
Sometimes they'll give them for the keys being in the glove compartment or lying
what?
In the footwell.
Really?
It happened to my cousin.
It's crazy. Those are the most ludicrous DWI stories I think you could even come across. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Obviously, restitution is another thing that would be nice to have more often in crimes and crimes that involve a victim, having those victims being compensated in some way, or if you're talking about somebody that's dead, having the family members or the associates of the whoever it is that's been affected by that person being removed from their life, having them being compensated for their lost loved ones or their lost coworkers or whatever, I think would be absolutely something we need to move towards as well. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. to the email box. This is my email box where I figured we'd hang on to this one for a day or night. Proud gay Canadian libertarian emails in. Chris writes, he says, Dear Free Talk Live, I'm writing to let you know that you have a supporter here in your neighboring country. I'm a 22-year-old gay male from the smallest province in the country, Prince Edward Island. I get a lot of beef from my friends for being gay and a libertarian. They basically compare anyone who is GBLTQ and not someone who supports the New Democrats to be like a Jew voting for a Nazi. Dale, as somebody who's been...
I'm a former Republican, so I know exactly what he's talking about.
Being on the outs with the gay community?
Yeah, it's a lot easier to be a gay libertarian than it is to be a gay Republican.
Is that right?
No doubt. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So he says, I happen to be a member of a GBLT social activist group here, and I find it interesting how they think libertarians are God hates fags people. I don't think the government has any place in telling me who I can love and, well, make love to and what I do in my own home. I find it weird that there is a stigma now and all GBLT people are supposed to support the Democrats. The Democrats are always using us for votes, and other gay people ignore that they are in the military-industrial complex, as the conservatives/Republicans are as well. I also find it weird how they think we need the government to take care of the GBLT community. I am in favor of hate crimes legislation, but we still do not need them to take care of us.
Mm.
Any thoughts on all that?
Yeah, well, too many almost, I think. Yeah, the thing about the hate crime legislation, I've always been against hate crime legislation. To me, it's always seemed really bizarre, the notion of punishing someone more based on if they were doing something for hate crime reasons, they commit the exact same crime, do the exact same amount of harm to someone. And then, you know, somehow altering the punishment, that's something that's never made sense.
Right. If I beat up somebody for breaking up with my sister, or if I beat somebody up because they're gay, what difference does it make?
Did you say breaking up with my sister?
No, for breaking up with my sister.
You're being racist, though.
Just having fun with the word sister.
Gotcha.
No, I think the best way to deal with hate crimes is to arm more minorities.
Absolutely. Our emailer here has a few more thoughts. In fact, he's going to get into a major position of disagreement with us on the show. He's going to talk about universal health care here in a moment. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, yet he claims to be a libertarian, but he supports universal health care.
Well, you have to know this is Canadian libertarianism. It's very different than our notion of libertarianism.
Let's come back and talk to you about what you want as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, those features include live streams, broadband version, dial-up, webcam, all completely free. You can get all of them at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI.
As we continue here with the email from a gay libertarian, someone who claims to be a gay libertarian in Canada. And he says that he has an area of disagreement with us here on the show. He says, one place I do disagree with you, that is, I think universal health care is a good thing. The lack of support for it is why I do not vote for the Canadian Libertarian Party. You all seem to think that capitalism owns libertarianism, but then libertarian socialism came first, he says, and recognized that capitalism, like government, is also able to be corrupted. So they support a stateless socialism, and that's very different than state socialism. Stateless socialism, says Chris, is where the people help each other for the greater good, and not because the government dictates them to and gets rid of the oppressive ideas of multiple classes.
Well, I do help people for the greater good, or because I choose to help people. I'm a member of the Volunteer Fire Department and donate money to charity and do good things for my neighbors.
Does that make you a socialist?
I don't think it makes me a socialist, because the fact is that socialized medicine isn't necessarily people doing things for the greater good. It's people doing things because they have to, or they'll get thrown in jail or have their houses taken away from them.
Well, there's just stateless society without labels, and if there's no state, presumably there's nothing forcing socialism on people, so people will engage in it in various forms, perhaps. But you can't really, you can't impose it. I mean, a stateless society is unimposed. So this is what bugs me when people talk about it. They talk about a stateless society. Is it possible to have a stateless society? And you don't replace the current government with a stateless society. All you can do is change individuals and get individuals to understand that the state is a bad thing and oppose it. And that's the only way you're going to shrink the state. So I think it's a misconception to talk about, you know, is a stateless society possible, as if it's going to be some new form, some new system that replaces the old violent system. It can't work that way.
I mean, all I really want the government people to do is stop using violence.
Right.
Just stop.
As soon as they do that, they'll be part of the marketplace like everyone else, and they will be an acceptable.
Right, says here that he believes that we think capitalism owns libertarianism, and I don't think that that's inherently true at all. I mean, libertarianism.
I really do believe that, but yes, I understand where he's coming from.
Well, you know what? Capitalism and socialism are both words that have been corrupted by the state, because the concept. I mean, we are social creatures, so the word socialism should not be such an ugly word. But what happened was violence got mixed in. There's this notion that someone tried to impose their notion of how we should behave on us, and that was the state corrupting the idea of socialism, instead of our natural natures of being sociable with each other and being able to specialize and help each other out in need. There was the state imposed violent socialism, and the same thing happened with capitalism. And so now we have the word capitalism. I don't even want to use it. It's so ugly now. I mean, it's state capitalism, where these corporations are having tremendous power, where they lobby the government for benefits and for violence. And the violence is for sale from our government. And that's what we have right now is state capitalism. I still occasionally use the word anarcho-capitalism in my comic or something like that, but reluctantly, because
that word's been burned real hard. And I think the term voluntarist describes me best. Consensualist, voluntarist, whatever you want, whichever term you'd prefer.
We don't use capitalism very much on this show.
No, we really don't.
The statement that we believe that capitalism owns libertarianism isn't so because we don't use capitalism. Now, you can define capitalism as what we're talking about, and I do largely define interactions, peaceful interactions between people on a voluntary basis, which largely means unregulated business, as capitalism. That's how I define it. However, many people do define the term capitalism as corporate greed, which it doesn't. You wouldn't have corporations in a world without a government restricting interactions between people. But okay,
because government created corporations,
yeah. Right?
I think you have to respect reasonable claims to property if you are to respect freedom. To do otherwise is to accept slavery, which is unacceptable. But there are reasonable notions of property, and then there are capitalist, what we have, modern notions of state capitalism, which are very unreasonable notions of property.
Like they own you.
Would not be respected in a free market.
And voluntarism doesn't inherently have any sort of capitalist/socialist tendencies. Voluntarism is just the absence of state control.
Right, exactly.
So it doesn't prevent you from going and starting a commune. It doesn't prevent you from engaging in communal behavior with other people who consensually also want to engage in that similar behavior. In fact, having a voluntary society could mean that different pockets could exist or different mixes could exist. There could be a large amount of people that decide to voluntarily engage in communal activity. And there could be other people that don't want to have anything to do with that, and they could all get along all right.
And in fact, that's the point. The point of not having a state is because we are a pluralist society with different drives and goals and ways that we want to live. I mean, we talked about following your own will and your own inner calling, and how can you do that when someone else is telling you how to live your life? So that's the whole point of having a stateless society is to acknowledge the fact that we have pluralist cultures and that we are all very different. We all have different desires for what's going to make us happy.
He goes on to say, I am for full equity, or rather equality, he says, and I do not want any government, corporate rule, or any sort of rule. I just want to be able to live life, enjoy, and capitalism is also oppressive, he says, when it is rampant. Call me a social anarchist or anarcho-syndicalist if you wish, or even an anarchist communist. I love your love of liberty and that we both believe the government is evil. However, I am a libertarian socialist and not a libertarian capitalist / free market libertarian. I don't see why somebody who believes in communism would be opposed to the free marketplace.
That's another word. Just the fact, you know, the free market is almost redundant. There's just a market is just a way of talking about people interacting voluntarily. You know, if I want you to do something for me, I have several options. I can ask you if you'll do it for me. Maybe you'll do it out of the kindness of your heart. Mm-hmm. That's nonviolent. I could offer you something in exchange. You know, I could appeal to your charity. I could offer you something in exchange. All these things are aspects of voluntary interaction, and that the free market is just a way of describing that.
Right. So the whatever it is he envisions for himself is what he wants to see in regards to his so-called libertarian socialism could exist in a free market environment. So they're not
and probably would.
They're not exclusive to one another. He says, if you need proof of libertarian socialism coming before your sect of libertarianism, hey, don't plug me in anywhere here, man. I'm just a voluntarist. I'm just somebody who believes that force should not be used on my neighbors. I believe that you should be able to live your life however you want so long as you don't force somebody else to follow your way. He says, I can provide links to sites full of information on this topic. Well, you know, if that's true, and
well, the argumentum antiquium here, I mean, yeah. It doesn't really matter. The flat earth thought became before round earth thought. The fact is violence and coercion came before libertarianism. So what came first doesn't really matter.
He says, I love your show and I agree with all you say about the government and its unnecessary evil nature, but I just disagree when I hear how great capitalism is. We're all fighting for our freedoms and liberties, and that's what's important. We're all just on a different spectrum of that libertarianism.
So I guess I should make a, you know, if we do use the term capitalism on the show, and I don't recall using it very often. Ian doesn't like it at all, and I don't have particularly have a problem with it. But what I mean when I say capitalism is people being able to do business without the government getting in between them.
What's wrong with that?
Right.
That's it.
It now, really breaks down into an argument of semantics, unfortunately.
Right.
I know what you mean by
government gets involved, then what they do is they favor one person over another in a business situation. So they'll regulate, and they regulate out usually poor people, ethnic people, all the disadvantaged types.
Startups versus the established businesses.
Absolutely.
That are in there with their guys in government.
You know, and I was thinking today, you know, it's a requirement to have these toilets for people that are in wheelchairs and things like that. That's really great that businesses would choose to do that, but a lot of them don't do it because they would choose to. A lot of them do it because that's the requirement as far as the building code goes. Well, what if I'm a guy in a wheelchair and I'm poor, but I want to start my own business, and I could afford to start my own business, but I can't afford to start my own business and build out this $140,000 bathroom, which is what a friend of mine, you know, who was building this place said that the bathroom cost to outfit for handicapped people. I couldn't afford that extra $140,000, so I have to continue to work for the man. It's me, a crippled guy, who has to continue to work for the man because the government has rules for handicapped people.
But I don't think he's in favor of those governmental rules. He's just talking
about... he's for hate crime laws. You never know.
That's a good point. All right, Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.